Just heard from a legend at the Rabbitohs Club, that being in Bob McCarthy, and this lady's making herself a legend too at the Bulldogs Club, particularly if she can pull off a premiership in only her second year as the CEO of the Bulldogs. Raylene Castle joins us. G'day, Raylene.
Good morning, guys.
Exciting times, aren't they?
Yeah, it's truly amazing, and there's a lot of clubs that would give their left arm to be in this situation, and the Bulldogs back office and the front office and the players and everything and the fans are just having a great time, and we're really looking forward to Sunday.
Yeah, and it must be, you know, fairly new in this position, Raylene. It must suggest that everything's moving along nicely from front office to the player group.
Yeah, well, I think that's right. I think, you know, there's a lot of people that have contributed over a long period of time. These things don't happen in one year. It's built on a really strong base that happens over a long period of time. And certainly, you know, that's what you work so hard for, is to try and make a grand final and hope that at the end of Sunday we can lift the trophy up.
Mate, I bet you in the last month of the comp, Raylene, you weren't planning for grand final week. they were playing like bastards, weren't they?
Well, it's fair to say I have said to a number of people when we were in the Gold Coast and got beat in 1918, I was sitting there with my head in my hands thinking, oh my goodness, I hope the results go away so we make the top eight.
Yeah,
grand final certainly seemed like an awfully long way away, but, you know, Des Hazler is the master of the coaching gig, and he's, you know, he's been in more finals, grand finals, than any other coach over the last 10 years. So we all have enormous faith in him to continue the good work he's done so far.
Well, from afar, we love what Desi does. He's the ideas man, but he's totally eccentric. How are you dealing with him, Raylene?
Well, there's two Des Haslers, I think. There's the Des Hasler the public gets to see, and then there's the private Des Hasler that the players and you know, I get to work with, and he's an incredibly passionate guy that only ever wants one thing, and that's the people around him to be the best that they can be. And he works really hard at that. No one works harder than Des, and he's just he's an inspirational individual to work with. He pushes the boundaries at every opportunity, and I absolutely love that about him.
Yeah. Is it true that he's the first there and last to leave?
Well, he's certainly always the first here. He opens up not always the last to leave, but certainly there's no one that works harder. I get a number of phone calls from him as early as 6 o'clock in the morning and often 10 or 11 o'clock at night. So the phone never stops and his brain never stops because he's always thinking about how to push the boundaries on the next opportunity.
He sleeps in between those times, but he just likes to think he's working.
Well, he doesn't sleep very much, I'll tell you that.
Raylene, I've got to ask you, have you had to tell Des, and you mentioned that, you know, he's always been... what's next, you know, always trying to be a step ahead of everybody else. Have you had to say to Des, no, you can't have that? Or we you know... because of resources, you know what I mean? A player maybe, have you had to say you can't have that?
Yes, we've definitely had those conversations because, I mean, that's the nature of... My view is it's his job to push the boundaries. It's my job to make sure that we can deliver as much of those things as we can. And then there comes times where you have to say, actually, you know what, we just can't either afford it or, you know, it doesn't quite fit into the budget. So, yes, we've definitely had those conversations, but we make sure we discuss them, and it's a very collaborative approach to things.
I'm sure on his want list is Kieran Foran. Have you had that discussion with him yet?
We honestly haven't had that conversation yet. You know,
he's a Kiwi.
We've got a great halves combo at the moment, and they're doing really well for us, and, you know, they play for New South Wales, and we're looking forward to them leading us into the grand final on Sunday.
Well said.
Yes.
It's grand final week. We won't talk about play. What's it worth to the club, Raylene, you know, the footy club? I know you got the backing of a fantastic Leeds club there, but revenue streams are important. What's it sort of worth?
Yeah, it is a fantastic commercial opportunity, grand final, and certainly with the amazing group of incredibly passionate fans that we have, merchandise is an enormous opportunity for us. In broad terms, and I think it's probably different for everyone, but probably in broad terms, to make the grand final, you're probably looking to about $500,000 in additional revenue. And then if you win the grand final, another $500,000 over and above that in additional merchandise sales and, you know, other sponsorship opportunities. So it won't be the same for every club because everyone structures their deals a bit differently and has different fan bases and things. But as round sort of numbers, I think that's probably in that ballpark.
Okay.
Raylene, I noticed, I think it was last week, an article about Mad Monday and the fact that you've stepped in and tried to... get a controlled environment for the Monday coming, which is all good news. You're just trying to save the players from themselves, I suppose.
Well, that's right. And I absolutely believe in Mad Monday. I think the guys deserve to have a chance to get together and they work really hard throughout the year, and you know, alcohol, well, you know, getting together and having a few beers and relaxing is not always part of what happens during the year because, you know, they're so busy training and preparing. So I think, you know, they can finally relax, they can sit down and have a few beers together, but there absolutely needs to be guidelines around that in the same way there would be if we all went for an office Christmas party. So no yes. different, you put the rules in place, you say, here it is, enjoy yourself inside these guidelines, yes. And you're expected to, you know, stay within those.
Mm. Has Desi told you who he's going to replace Michael Ennis with?
Well, I think that, you know, we've signed Michael Leisha, so, you know, he's no doubt the up-and-coming hooker that has played Origin and played in the Junior Kangaroos, so we're excited about having him join yeah. the roster, and who Des ends up with his starting 13 there'll be in next year, who will know, but, you know, Michael certainly you know, gives us another opportunity and a different sure. person to add to that mix.
What about Sunday?
Yeah, I meant Sunday, yeah.
Well, sorry, I thought you were talking about next year. There we go. that was a big rave, wasn't it? The answer is he's not sure yet. I think he's still working on those combos, and we'll he's still bringing that mix together, and we'll see how we go.
Raylene, fantastic, and it'll be an awesome Sunday. Oh. I hope it runs your way, but I'm saying that to the Rabbitohs side of things as well.
Yeah.
I'm very much on the fence, but enjoy the day.
Yeah.
Thanks very much, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
Well done.
Raylene, just for fans on Sunday night or Monday, or is there something they should know about, something at present, you know, where they can see the players if necessary?
There will be. Not that keen to talk about that at the moment.
Okay.
That's a step ahead of ourselves.
Okay.
If we're very fortunate enough to hold up that trophy, there'll be lots of communication out and about for how the fans can get in touch with the guys on Monday.
Fair enough.
Excellent.
Okay.
Well done. Thanks for that. Good on you, Raylene. Raylene Castle, their Bulldogs CEO. Good achievement. Just the second
year. Doing a great job. So are the Rabbitohs. Fence sitting. What about that? I hope it goes your way. But
we're
wrapping
everybody. It's a wrap-a-thon.
I feel like I'm you. Not supporting anyone. Just sort of. No, I don't know. But at least I do support someone.
At least you didn't say good luck on the weekend, but not too much good luck.
Oh, that would be the worst. Rugby league will be the winner on come Sunday.